Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas realtor commissions edge above national average at 5.84%. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Kansas is 5.84%, slightly exceeding the national average of 5.70%. For Kansas real estate professionals, this benchmark helps inform competitive pricing strategies and client conversations in a market where rates run higher than the national norm. Review the full survey data at https://average-real-estate-commission-rate-kansas/ to see how your commission structure compares. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most KS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years, even a 10% reductions over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.